Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Well, my guest is red hot for the Messiah. His name is Nick Grimsman. And Nick, I have so many pages here of medical reports which state that you were diagnosed as schizophrenic and then state that they took the diagnosis away. Now, help me out, because I'm not an expert in this, but I didn't know there was a cure for schizophrenia.
I was diagnosed schizophrenic in 2003. And when they gave me the diagnosis, the doctors told me and my family that I was going to live on a disability. And I'm sorry, Sid, I just feel the presence of the Lord. There's people out there that really need to hear a testimony like this, and I'm so thankful that the Lord's given it to me.
Well, you're doing just fine. Go ahead, because this is fascinating to me, what they actually diagnosed and what they said about your future at that time.
I remember sitting in the mental health clinic, the county behavioral health clinic, with my mother when I was about 23 years old, and the doctor, the psychiatrist, was looking over my records and said that I was diagnosed with incurable schizophrenia, and that within about 10 years, I could be what they call catatonic, where it's kind of like a vegetable state. And she said that I was going to live on state assistance, you know, government assistance, and I was going to have to live with my mother or in a group home, and I would never have to work or be able to work, or I could never have a family ever.
Now, in the fog you must have been in, how much did you comprehend of what this person was saying to you, and what effect did it have on you?
Oh, I just received it that I had an incurable mental illness, and then I went back to my house, and I really just received it, and I sat on my couch for about 6 months and just took the medication and watched television like most people with mental illness do.
Okay, let's flash back now. As a young man, you were raised in a secular home, at age 10, you were taken to a religious service, and you asked God a question. What was the question, and what happened?
The pastor was up in the stage, and he was at the altar, and he was talking, and he was going to do a prayer. And when he started the prayer, I said, God, are you really real? And right when he was in the middle of the prayer, I heard, I'm always with you. And then sitting right next to me, I could feel like Jesus was sitting right next to me.
But you didn't have a real paradigm on what was going on since you were raised in such a secular family. You become a bartender at age 21. You're getting drunk every night. You're studying different religions of the world. But in 2003, a simple gospel tract was passed on to you. Tell me what happened.
Well, through my early 20s, I was really looking for God. I used to go to world religions classes, like you said, in college. I was talking to different people. I talked to a nun. I talked to people from the LDS church and Jehovah's Witnesses. I was really looking for the truth. I was going to be possibly Muslim, just different pathways I was looking for. And everybody would tell me different things, and it was really frustrating for me. Like many people, they're looking for the truth. They just want truth. And I knew that when I found the truth that it would touch my heart. And I was frustrated, and I got this track, just a Christian track, and I called the number on their prayer line, and the lady said, are you saved? And I said, lady, what does saved mean? What does it really mean? And she said, it's when you receive Jesus in your heart and you receive the Holy Spirit. And it's really simple to get saved. And she said, just pray with me. And I just prayed by faith, a simple prayer to God, and the moment I said the name of the Lord Jesus, I felt this warm spiritual flood come over my whole body and soul, cleanse me of everything, years of alcoholism and sexual immorality, everything just washed away at that very moment in that simple prayer.
What happened to your addiction of alcoholism?
That moment, it was completely gone. I never wanted to drink ever again.
And, you know, I've read the information about you, I think about myself. I don't know how I could have handled what you bumped into. It's almost like the minute you became born again and free, the devil had a strategy against your life. You decided you wanted to learn more about this Jesus, so you do what a lot of your generation does. You get on the internet, and you see an ad. Tell me about the ad you saw that attracted your attention.
I was on the internet, and I was looking for a church or somewhere to go to learn more about Christianity, like you said, and this church online, this ministry, supposed ministry online, said that they were the one true church and that they had an end-time prophet as the leader, and that this church said that if you wanted to come and serve the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, that they would give you a free place to stay to serve the Lord.
And so, obviously, you're naive. You go out there. It turned out to be a cult. Tell me about the CD they would give anyone that ever said there was something wrong with the leader.
So what they would do is that they had these CD cassette. They usually did cassette tapes. And what it was that they would have you report on each other. So we lived in this commune, and I lived in an apartment complex with the single men, young men, and I was assigned a person, they called him an older Christian, and that person was kind of like, I look at it as kind of like a handler. Like, that person made sure that I didn't ask too many questions about what was going on and things like that. And then if somebody, you know, did something that was against the commands of the prophet, the church, basically, then you were supposed to write them up and then fax it over to the leader, who was at a different location. I never met him.
But it would basically say, if you oppose the leader, you would burn in hell. Wasn't that the essence of it?
That was the scariest thing for me, was the teachings that they had, was that he was a last day prophet, and if anybody said anything negative about him or his doctrine, that they would go immediately to hell. They could go to hell, and that if they left the church, if they decided to leave the commune, then that means that they blasphemed. And they would actually use scriptures against us. So in these cassette tapes that I would call rebuking cassettes, that's what it sounded like, he would yell and scream and call us all these names, and that we were going to burn in hell and that there's a lake of fire, and really just use hellfire and brimstone against us. And I got indoctrinated in this, I'm going to hell if I do anything wrong. I'm going to hell if I do anything wrong.
So,
and it was like that all day. It was like a concentration camp almost.
How did you get the nerve, I guess I'll call it that, to run away in 2003? I mean, you were in a trap. I mean, how did you bust out?
Well, one thing with me was that I was so thankful to be saved. When I first felt the love of God in my heart, I was so thankful. And I went to this place, and I kept praying to God. I would still spend time praying to God and loving on him, even though I was in this false doctrine church. I'd still pray and open my heart up to the Holy Spirit. And one night when I was on like a kind of a missions trip they do, where they hand out all these tracts everywhere and stuff, I really just felt like I needed to run off. I just had to go. I had to leave. I started having different hallucinations that were going on. And
now, we'll cover that on tomorrow's broadcast. But a number of years later, you pick up the newspaper and you find out that this man is doing a lot of illegal things. What did the article say? The leader of the cult that you were in.
They said that they raided the cult, and inside they found in his home they found that he was living with young girls, as young as I think 7 or 8 years old, as child brides, and that he was doing pornography with them. And he would make them massage his body all day long, and the young girls have full body arthritis now. And he would travel across state lines with them and do evil things.
And so he was sentenced to prison for how long?
175 years, federal prison.
Hmm. But that didn't do you any good. So you're really insane, and you run away, and you end up in an airport. What was that? The Nashville airport. And we'll pick up right there on tomorrow's broadcast. But I have the documentation. What do you have? Something like 1,000 pages that you had incurable schizophrenia? I mean, there's no way you could have been set free short of the power of God. And now I have another paper that says your mental illness, you have a decertification for. What does this mean, decertification?
When you go and get diagnosed for a serious mental illness, they basically give you services. They give you mental health services through the county or the state, so you get free medications or you get hospital stays and things like that, or Medicare. And the decertification basically is not given out usually. They only give out maybe one a year, possibly. But to have one of those is incredible for somebody who was diagnosed with an incurable mental illness.
So that's basically saying you don't have your illness, therefore you don't get any benefits.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll tell you what, I will take being whole in Jesus any day over any government benefit. Nick, I'm so excited about the short book that you wrote. It's jam-packed with information that Jesus taught him on how he could be set free from schizophrenia. But what he has found is that you can get set free from any type of addiction, whether it's pornography, whether it's drugs, whether it's mental disease. And then the two CDs, teaching CDs. One is dealing with how to get rid of the strongholds that the devil has built in your life and addictions. And then the second teaching CD is how to have the same intimacy with God that Nick has. And I love the DVD you did in front of our studio audience for our television show, Prayers Leading People Step by Step. It's so simple, Nick, for them to have deliverance and physical healing. And the entire package we're making available for a gift of $35. Call or write today. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.